Right now, let's take a look at our sight, our vision. And this time we go beyond blindness, understanding the physical and emotional effects of glaucoma. We have with us ophthalmologist Dr. Sahara Bedroud joining us this morning. Good morning, doctor. Thanks for sharing your time with us. Appreciate it.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start with glaucoma. What is glaucoma? How do you describe it? What's happening to our eyes if we get that?
So glaucoma is a disease of the optic nerve. The optic nerve is kind of like a cable. It connects our eye to our brain. And for reasons we don't entirely understand, that nerve starts to degenerate and thin out over time. And when that happens, patients start to slowly lose vision. And in fact, a lot of patients don't know that they're losing vision. 3 million Americans actually have glaucoma, and only about half of them know they have them, because the symptoms are so subtle in the beginning phases of glaucoma.
When you say lose vision, is things getting darker, blurrier? What exactly is happening in our sight?
Yeah, so people describe it as a fogginess or a haze in their peripheral vision. And if you look straight ahead, if you take for a moment and you try to look at your peripheral vision, it is kind of foggy and blurry. And so that's why people don't notice it. In glaucoma, it gets a little bit darker, more gray, and then it tunnels in. In end-stage glaucoma, all of that vision that is lost becomes black. And you can actually go to complete darkness within patients who have glaucoma. But a lot of patients don't notice that they have glaucoma until late into the disease.
Doctor, does it impact any certain segment of the population more so than another?
Yes. A majority of our glaucoma patients are in the elderly population. Age is a risk factor for glaucoma. That we know. Also, it affects African Americans and Latinos at a higher rate than the average population. And anyone who has a genetic predisposition, so if they have a father or a mother or a sibling with glaucoma, are at increased risk as well. And so any of those patients, I would recommend yearly eye exams and close follow-up with their glaucoma specialist or ophthalmologist just for at least a baseline exam to see if they are at risk for it.
Under the My Glaucoma survey, you also looked, I guess, at the impact on their lifestyle and even maybe the emotional impact. Can you talk to that? What things have you found out?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, so Allergan, in collaboration with the Glaucoma Research Foundation, did a survey of glaucoma patients in an effort to really understand the emotional impact of the disease and what some of their worries are. They found that 75% of patients worry they will lose their sight. And 85% worry about a lifestyle change, like not being able to drive, losing their independence, and possibly becoming a burden to their family. And so that is the emotional side. In the physical side, patients with glaucoma are at 3 times greater risk of falls and 6 times greater risk of car accidents, simply because their vision is not perfectly intact. And I recommend patients who have glaucoma or caregivers of patients who have glaucoma, visit the website myglaucoma.com. It provides resources for patients and caregivers about this disease.
If you are diagnosed with glaucoma, what kind of treatment is there? What's the diagnosis or prognosis of what can be done with it?
If you are caught in an early stage of glaucoma, we can treat with eye drops that lower the eye pressure. That's pretty much the only thing we can change at this time is the eye pressure. So drops, there are some types of laser surgery and other types of surgery as well. And so, again, if we can catch this early enough, we can treat it early and perhaps slow down the progression of glaucoma over time and really allow patients to maintain more of their sight as they get older.
There's one of the questions they put here said something about what should patients do if they're struggling to administer their glaucoma medication. What's the struggle there? What's happening?
Oh, the struggle is real in these patients. I would say that a very high majority of my patients have a problem with adherence to their eye drops. Number one, they may forget. It's very, very easy to forget putting in the drops. Number two, sometimes patients have other comorbidities, we call them, like arthritis or an inability to actually physically open the drops and put it into their eye effectively. In those patients, I would highly recommend them going to their doctor and expressing that difficulty, because more, I can't explain how many times patients will say, oh, yeah, I'm fine, I'm using the drops, and they're not using the drops. Patients aren't, because they're worried about, they won't tell me because they're worried about making the doctor upset. But it is all about dialogue and all about creating something that works for the patient. And, you know, if the drops aren't working, then we have other things in line for them, like surgery or laser-type things that can help reduce their eye pressure and maybe get them off the eye drop.
Do people with glaucoma suffer from other... Is there glaucoma, you know, added to something else? So if you're predisposed to having glaucoma, other type of eye issues or other things related to your health may develop? Do you know any connection there?
No, typically not. Glaucoma is usually a standalone disease. There really aren't very many environmental things that can change glaucoma. It's really within your genetics. If you're destined to get it, unfortunately, you will. What we know is that we can, if we lower the eye pressure, we can slow down the vision loss. And I highly recommend patients and caregivers to visit the myglaucoma.com website. That website provides resources for patients and caregivers so that they can get a little bit more information about the disease.
Sounds good. We appreciate your time this morning, getting the word out and reminding people who need to use those eye drops. Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Here we have Dr. Sahara Bedroud, an ophthalmologist, talking this morning about glaucoma, not only the physical but emotional effects of those people diagnosed with that. Again, myglaucoma.com, and if you're working to spell it, GLAUCOMA.